أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we'll carry on where we left. But before we proceed, I would like to draw your attention on the board, and I wrote down something. We are already familiar with it, but one thing which I had not discussed, we'll discuss this today. In this lesson number 9, Dr. Abdurrahim is explaining us many different grammar rules, brothers and sisters. Small grammar rules, you know. And we have to now study one by one. Okay. As we know, in Arabic language, the noun declines in three cases. Nominative case, accusative case, and genitive case. In Arabic, we say al-marfu, al-mansub, and al-majrur. So, brother, mudarrisun, what will become now in mansub? Mudarrisan. What will become in majrur? Mudarrisan. We know that. We are familiar. And we will always see the vowel signs at the end. Either dhamma or fatah or kasra. So if I say al-mudarrisu, then it will become al-mudarrisa. And al-mudarrisi, if I put al there. I did not put al, but we know how to do it, you know. And then we have mudarrisatun, and then it will be mudarrisatan, then it will be mudarrisatin. And if you put al, then it will be Al-mudarrisatu, al-mudarrisata, al-mudarrisati. Fine. Now we can see the vowel sign. When we are in dual, in musanna, then it is mudarrisani, and then mudarrisaini, and then again mudarrisaini. Are you sure? Okay, this is not coming in, later on it will come, but it was not there in book one. Okay, shall I write down? Mudarrisaini? Maybe I should write down. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters. I left the mufrad because you know the mufrad. Huh? Brothers and sisters, mudarrisani. Is it marfu? I don't see dhamma there. What is the sign of marfu? Alif. Remember? Alif is the sign of marfu. And then mudarrisaini. Huh? Where is the sign of mansub? Ya. Yeah. Are you with me? We haven't forgotten that, inshallah. And then mudarrisaini. Sign of majrur is ya. And then we have mudarrisatun, and we make it dual, mudarrisatani. And then make it mansub, mudarrisataini. And then again, mudarrisataini. Got the idea, brother and sister? Then we have jama, mudarrisuna. Are you with me? Mudarrisuna. What is the sign of marfu? Wow. Then we have mudarrisina. Mudarrisina. Are you with me? Okay. Mudarrisina. Sign of mansub is ya. And again, mudarrisina. Sign of majrur is ya. Now we come to mudarrisatun. I can see that dhamma there. Tanween dhamma. If I put al, it will become al mudarrisatu. Now, what will happen in mansub form? Normally, mansub form is very easy, brother. Huh? What is the mansub form? Tan. Huh? Because if it's tun, it will be tan. So this will become mudarri sa tin. What happened? We are so used to having tan as a sign of mansub, and now it is tin. What's going on? And what will be the majrur? Udarri sa tin. So what is the rule, brothers and sisters? The rule is, if it is a jama, muannas salim. When it is a jama, muannas salim, when you make it mansub, you will make it mansub by giving it a kasra. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yeah? So if you say here, for example, brothers and sisters, if you say quickly, Muslimun, Musliman, Muslimin, then make it dual, Muslimani, Muslimaini, Muslimain. Then you make it plural, Muslimuna, Muslimina, Muslimina. Now let us come to muannas. Muslimun, make it muannas. Muslimatun, Muslimatan, Muslimatin. Then make it musanna. Muslimatani, Muslimataini, Muslimataini. Now make it plural. Muslimatun, Muslimatin, Muslimatin. We will remember that. Eh? Mominatun, Mominatin, Mominatin. Are you with me? Huh? Majallatun, Majallatin, Majallatin. Huh? Talibatun, Talibatin, Talibatin. Huh? This is a new rule that we must keep it in our mind, huh? Inshallah. Another rule, brother and sister, very important rule. Okay? When it is a singular noun, Muhammadun, and you bring harfu nida. What is harfu nida? Ya. Harfu nida. Vocative particle. Okay? Calling somebody, we use ya. For calling somebody, for calling somebody, we use Ya, and if it is Muhammadun, it becomes Muhammadu. Aminatu will become Ya Aminatu. Okay. But what happens if it is Mudaf, Mudaf Ilehi? When it is a compound, what happens, brothers and sisters? See, it became Ya Muhammadu. Sahih? Now I have here Abdullahi. Now I say Ya. Now what happens, brother? Abdu becomes Abda. This is the new rule we will remember. Say, Abdullah became Ya Abdullah. Okay. Here is another one, brother. Abu Bakrin. And when you put Ya there, Abu will change into Abba. Abba Bakrin. Are you with me? Because this is a special noun, remember? Abu, Ahu, when they are mudaf, they have a different spelling rule. So it will become Abba Bakrin. Abu Bakr, when you say Ya, then you will say Ya Abba Bakr. Okay? If my name is Abu Munira, okay? If you want to put Ya, then you will say Ya Abba Munira. Are you with me? Same way, brothers and sisters, we have here, we always say Rabbuna. Are you with me? What is Rabbuna? Mudaf, mudafli. How many words are there? Two. So when you have mudaf, mudafilehi, and then when you put vocative part particle, harfunida, ya, then the mudaf becomes mansub. So what will happen now? Ya Rabbana. Are you with me? It is mudaf mudafili. So you will say ya harfu nida. And what is rabba? It is munada mansub. What will you call it? Munada mansub. Okay. Rabba is munada mansub. Wahua mudaf. Wahuwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilahi. Now most of the time you will see what do you see all the time? Rabbana. Brother, why it is mansub? Because the ya is there, but it has been dropped. When you say Rabbana, it is always Ya Rabbana. But Ya is dropped. When you see Ya Rabbana, then we know Ya made it Rabba. But if you don't see Ya and you only see Rabbana, then Ya is there. It has been dropped. So that was the Ya which made Rabbu into Rabba. Now I tell you, brothers and sisters, you see Rabbi. You will see in the Quran like Rabbi. What is Rabbi, brother? Ya Rabbi. So, now from here, how many things are dropped? Two things are dropped. Actually, it is Ya, and then Rabba. Are you with me? And then Ya Mutakallam. Now, Ya Mutakallam will make Rabba into Rabbi. Are you with me? It will make into Rabbi. So you drop this and you drop this. What are you left with? Rabbi. So what is the meaning of Rabbi? Oh my Lord. Oh my Creator. Oh my Sustainer. Because Rabb has so many meanings, you know. He's our Creator. He's our Sustainer. He's our Provider. He's our protector. Okay? So when you say Rabbi, how many things are dropped? Harfu Nida and Mudaf Ilayhi. Huh? Harfu Nida. Please keep that in mind. Huh? Inshallah, I thought it is appropriate to mention Rabbana, because we are learning now that when there is a Mudaf Ilayhi, and you put Ya in front of it, Mudaf will become Mansub. Rabbuna? No, Rabbuna is Rabbuna, our Lord. No, you are not calling Ya our Lord. If you say, oh our Lord, then Rabbah has to be there. When you say Rabbuna, okay? Inna alladhina qalu Rabbuna Allahu. So what is Rabbuna Allahu? Rabbu Mubtada wa huwa Mudaf. Let me write down, brother. Inna alladhina qalu. What is it, brother? Rabbuna Allahu. How do you analyze this? Rabbuna. First we will say Rabbu Mubtada. First I will say Rabbu Mubtada. Plus it is, sorry I have writing little down, but you can read it inshallah. Rabbu is Mubtada plus Huwa Mudaf, and then Na is Mudaf Ilayhi. Okay, brother? And then what is this? Khabar. Are you with me? Khabarun. Got the idea? Sister Sukhaina? When you say Rabbuna, then Ya is not there. When you say Rabbana, then Ya is there. And even when you say Rabbi, Ya is there, which has been dropped. And Mudafilihi Ya Mutakallim has also been dropped. These are the things we have to understand. And these are very beautiful things. This is the style of the Quran, brothers and sisters. And only those who learn the language, they will know and appreciate and taste the eloquence of it, inshallah. Yesterday, we were doing Man Khalaqa Shamsa Ya Abdallah. Are you with me? Did you find the sentence? Yesterday, we had left here. Man khalaqa shamsa. Man khalaqa shamsa ya Abdullah. What is the answer? Khalaqaha. So we will say khalaqahallahu. 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 So khalaqa is our fi'l. What is ha? Mafulun bihi. Where is the fa'il? Allahu. Very good. The next question, Al-Mudarris is saying, Man khalaqal kamara. Man khalaqal kamara. Are you with me? Mudarris is saying now, Man khalaqal kamara. Ya Abdurrahmani. Keep that thing in your mind. Ya Abdurrahmani. Khalaqahullahu. Khalaqahullahu. Khalaqa, fi'l, hu, mafulun bihi, and Allahu is your fa'il. Okay? Man khalaqan nujuma ya Ahmadu. Man khalaqan nujuma ya Ahmadu. Khalaqaha Allahu. Khalaqaha Allahu. Okay, brother? Nujuma kullu jama muannas. So we have ha there. Inshallah. Yaqub. Ya ustaz. Indi su'alun. Laishat lahu alakatun biddarsi. Are you with me, brother? It has no connection with the dars. Laishat has come, brother. Fialu nakis. Jamid. And Laysa is the fi'l, and Ta is Ta'utanisi. It means that Ismu Laysa has to be Muannas. Because Tao Tanisi has come, so Ismu Laysa has to be Muannas. Where is the Ismu Laysa, brothers and sisters? Alakatun, mashallah. See, our mind can easily trace that the Ismu Laysa is nothing but Alakatun, because it is Muannas. So where is the Khabar Laysa? Lahu. Jar Majrur, Shibu Jumla, Khabar. With Darsi, with the lesson. Ma huwa, what is it? Karatu fi kitabin. I read in a book. Karatu fi kitabin. Anna nujuma ab'adu min ash-shamsi. What is the meaning of anna nujuma ab'adu min ash-shamsi? The stars are further distance. They are far away. The further distance. Than the sun that which is in front of us. As-sahihun hadha nam hadha sahihun. Mimma. Mimma. What is mimma? It is jar majrur. What is it, brother and sisters? Jar majrur. It is min plus ma. Write down, brother. We are going to now understand this. Min plus ma. What is the meaning of mimma? What is the meaning of mimma? From what? From what? Jar majrur. Mimma khalaqallahu al-insana. Mimma khalaqallahu al-insana. Ya Uthmanu. What is the answer? Khalaqallahu al-insana. Fi'l, fa'il, maf'ulun bihi. Khalaqallahu al-insana min teen. Teen is the clay, brother. Okay? Sand mixed with water. Okay? Ahsanta, ya Uthmanu. Ahsanta, brother. This is a four-letter verb. Ahsana. What is it? Ahsana. He did very well. Ahsana. We are going to do four-letter words sooner than I had thought about it. I'll give you some idea, inshallah. Maybe I'll give you that idea very soon, inshallah. Four-letter verbs. Ahsana. It is hasuna, bab karuma. From hasuna, we make it ahsana. Ahsana, ahsana, ahsanu, ahsanat, ahsanata, ahsanna. And then ahsanta, ahsanta. You did very well. Ya Uthmanu. Mimma خلق الله الجانة. Ya, look at this, brother and sister. Ya, Abu Bakrin. You know, Abu Bakrin changed into Abu Bakrin. Why? Because the harfu nida came. Very good. خلق الله الجانة من نارٍ. Allah created the jinns from fire. Are you with me, brother? Khalaqa fi'l, Allahu fa'il, al-jana, mafulun bihi, min narin, jar majrur. Very good. Al-mudarrisu. Kaifa arafta zalika ya Aba Bakrin? Arafta. Arafa, to know. Arafta. Are you with me, brother and sister? Zalika is your mafulun bihi. How did you know that? Araftu zalika. Araf. Fi'al. Araf. With sukun on. Lam kalima. Tu. Fa'il. And where is the mafulun bihi? Zalika. I knew this. Min Quran al-Karim. Min harf jar. Al-Qurani, Isim Majrur, and then Al-Karimi, Naat. Very good, brothers. Faja'a fi Surat Al-A'rafi, it has come in Surat Al-A'raf, Anna Iblisa. Ismu Anna. Anna Iblisa qala lillahi. Okay, brothers and sisters? So, qala lillahi is your jumla filia coming as a khabar for Anna. We know that, huh? Five types of khabar, we know, okay? Ana khairun minhu. I am better than him. Ana mubtada khairun khabar minhu jar majrur. Khalaq tani. Khalaq tani. I'm breaking it down. Khalaq tani. So it is khalaq ta ani. Okay, how many things are there? Khalaq is fi'l with sukun. Ta is your file, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nunu vikaya. Noon of protection. And then ya mutakallim coming as a mafulun bihi. Khalaqtani min narin. You created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu. Khalaqtahu. And you created him min teen. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So we can very well understand each and every word of it. No guesswork. We know precisely the meaning of every word and the construction of the sentence. Ahsanta, you did very well. Ya Aba Bakrin. Kam sama'an. What is sama'an? Kam has come. Sama'an, tamiz. Khalaqallahu ya Abdullahi. How many heavens Allah created, O Abdullah. Khalaqa Allahu, khalaqa, Allahu fa'il. Where is mafulun bihi? Sab'a. Sab'a samawatin. Sab'a is mafulun bihi, wa huwa mudaf, and samawatin mudafili. Very good, brother. Al-mudarris. Wa fi kam yawmin. See, fi has come, so yawman became yawmin. Fi kam yawmin, khalaqallahus. You will still say tamiz. You will still say tamiz. But now it is bad tamiz. Yes. Kam became majrur. Now, you see, later on in book 3, we will be explained by Dr. Abdurrahim that when become comes or fi comes, fi or become, whether you make yawman or yawmin, both are correct. Fi come yawman or fi come yawmin, both will be correct. Okay? Fi come yawmin, khalaqallahu. Khalaqa, fi'l, Allahu, fa'il, and where is mafulun bihi? Why it is kasra, brother? Because it is jama' mu'annas salim. So from now onwards, you will. That is the reason I explained you. So whenever you will have jama' mu'annas salim coming as a mafulun bihi, it will have a kasra. You will remember and memorize this rule, brother. Khalaqallahu samawati wal arda. Are you with me? Khalaqallahu samawati wal arda. Okay, brothers, sisters. Khalaqa fi'l. Where is the file? Allahu. Where is mafulun bihi? Samawati. And then waw came. And what is al-arda? Mautufun ala samawati. What will you say? Mautufun ala samawati. MashaAllah. Ya عبد الرحمن. She know the answer. خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. Are you with me? Let us analyze it, brother. خلق فعل الله فعل سماوات مفعول به واو عطف الأرض موتوف على سماوات في حرف جر ستة اسم مجرور وهو مضاف and then مضاف. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. See how easy it is once you understand. And you can feel a special, you know, happiness in our hearts that, okay, this is Quran and I can understand each and every word of it. Alhamdulillah. هذا صحيح. المدرس is saying, هذا صحيح. قال الله تعالى قال الله تعالى تعالى brother and sister is a verb but it is form 6 okay we will learn later on قال الله تعالى في كثير من الآيات في كثير من الآيات إنه Brother, innahu, who is your ismu inna? And where is the khabar inna? Jumla failure is coming. Innahu khalaqa sab'a samawatin. So khalaqa has come. Where is the file of khalaqa? Mustatir. See, our mind will now say it is mustatir. He created, brother, he created 7 heavens. Faqala fi surat talaqi. فَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ الطَّلَاقِ فَقَالَ فِي سُورَةِ الطَّلَاقِ اللَّهُ الَّذِي Okay, brothers and sisters. اللَّهُ الَّذِي What is this here? اللَّهُ مُبْتَدَى And what is الَّذِي here? It is ismu mausula, but you know? خَبَر Allah is the one who. Are you with me? So here Allazi is khabar. Because you will translate Allah is. So Allah is your mubtada and the khabar is Allazi. Are you with me? This is how your mind will work, inshallah. Okay? Allahu Allazi. Allah is the one. Sister Sukhaina. Allah is the one who. Allah is who, you can say. Allah is who created Saba Samavatin. Okay, brother? Now, look at this. Allahu Allazi. I got my khabar, Allazi. And at the same time, it is Ismu Mausula. Then we have to think about Silatul Mausul. So where is Silatul Mausul? Khalaqa Saba Samavati. And then you will analyze it. Khalaqa Fial. And where is the file? Mustatir. And Saba is mafulun bi. Wahua mudaf. And samawati mudaf ilahi. And then what will you say? Al jumlatul fi'aliyatu. Where is the jumla fi'aliya? Khalaqa saba wa samawati. Al jumlatul fi'aliyatu. Silatul mausul. Silatul mausul. You already got your khabar as allazi. So this is your silatul mausul. Brother, this way, your understanding of the Quran will be precise. And you will enjoy the taste and eloquence of the words of the Quran. Fine. وَكَذَلِكْ I told you, كَذَلِكْ جَارْ مَجْرُور كَذَلِكْ Remember, جَارْ مَجْرُور And like that, you can say, like that, قَالَ فِي كَسِيرٍ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ إِنَّهُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ خلق السماواتي خلق is فعل where is فعل مستتر what is سماواتي مفعول به والأرض معطوف على سماواتي في ستة أيام في ستة أيام فقال في سورة الحديد فقال في سورة الحديد ف فقال في سورة الحديد هو الذي okay brother now you'll become expert هو where is our خبر how will you translate he is see you said is means that is مبتدأ is خلاص now you start with خبر he is who okay created خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ما شاء الله في هذه اللحظة لحظة moment لحظة in Urdu also you say لحظة في هذه اللحظة في حرف جر هذه اسم مجرور اللحظة بدل ما شاء الله and it has to be lahzati why lahzati majrur because hadihi is ism majrur ran al jarasu what is the meaning of ran al jarasu the bell rang ran fiel file is jarasu wa kharaj al mudarrisu min al fasli and mudarris left the class aishu mudarris is your file Alhamdulillah, brother and sister. We understand, inshallah. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Very beautiful lesson. Ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Kam taliban wajadal mudarrisu fil fasli. How will you answer, brother? We have to go and read the lesson properly. You will say, وجد المدرس خمسة عشر طالبا لما why ذهب الطلاب الجدد إلى المدير why ذهبوا إليه لأنهم what will you say ذهبوا إليه لأنهم maybe I should write down ذهبوا إليه لأنهم What is the meaning of لأنهم? Because they What is the meaning of لأنهم? Because they But we have لي as حرف جر But then we have أن So what is أن من أخواتو إن So we need to have Ismu Anna. Where is Ismu Anna? Hum. And it is Mansub. Okay. Li Annahum Ma Wajadu. What will you say? Li Annahum Ma Wajadu. Maybe I should write it down. Li Annahum Ma Wajadu. Asma'ahum. What is it, brothers and sisters? Asma'ahum fil ka'imati. Ma wajadu. What is the meaning of ma wajadu? They did not find. What is it they did not find? Asma'ahum. Asma'a. Mafulun bihi. Mudaf mudafili. Asma'ahum fil ka'imati. In the list. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you will say, Zahabu ilayhi li'annahum ma wajadu asma'ahum fil ka'imati. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Is it clear, inshallah? Inshallah. Now, rest of the questions are fairly easy, brother and sister. Man khalaqana. You got to be very careful. Khalaqa. The lam kalima has. What is lam kalima has? Fata. Lam kalima has fata. Khalaqana. How many words are there? Two. What are they? Khalaqa and na. Khalaqa. So this is your fi'l. And what is na here? Mafulun bihi. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Fa'il is mustatir. Translate, brother. He created us. MashaAllah. Huh? But if you change that fatah, khalaq, brother, then the meaning becomes different. Now khalaq is your fi'l and na is your fa'il. And it means we created. So you have to be careful, huh, when we pronounce, okay? Khalaqana. He created us. Okay. Man khalaqana. Who created us? What is our answer? Khalaqanallahu. Khalaqanallahu. Khalaqana Allahu. And we'll pronounce it. We will read it as khalaqanallahu. Huh? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah.